Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. You just tuned in to Voice of Truth Ministry. I am your host, Minister Elaine Jackson, coming to you live from the deep south. Call a neighbor and a friend and let them know that we are on the air live. I want to welcome all of our listeners, all of our callers, all of everyone that's on the World Wide Web to VOTM Ministry, where the voice of God is heard through his word and his messenger. I want to thank you for tuning in today, and I pray that you will continue to listen every Sunday at the same time, 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Announcements, I have just a couple today. You can connect with me and leave me a message on Facebook or Blog Talk Radio. Also, if you need prayer, you can leave me a message there also. If you are not my friend on Facebook and you would like to connect with me there, please send me a friend request. Tune in with us Tuesday night with One Word from the Lord at 8 o'clock p.m. Pacific Standard Time, Without Walls Worldwide Ministry on Saturday at 12 o'clock p.m. Pacific Standard Time with Prophetess Yvonne Ryle. This includes all of our announcements for today. At this time, we are going to pray. We have with us today Prophetess Marsha, anointed woman of God, who will be doing the opening prayer for us today. Let me get her on the line. Prophetess, are you there?
Yes, amen. Thank you, Lord God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord, we thank you for this day, Lord. Thank you for this glorious day, Lord, that you have made, Father. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we pray, Lord God, today, Lord God, that the rivers of water, Lord God, just flow, Father God, like never before, Father God. We thank you for the anointed woman of God that's bringing the word forth today, Father God. Father God, we clear the airwaves, God. We clear everything out, Lord God, that's not like you, God. Every hindering spirit, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, we cast it back down in the pit of hell from which it come, Lord God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, let the word, Lord God, come out of her mouth, God, that you have put in there, Lord God. Every word that she speaks, Father God, let it be anointed, God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Let her word come forth like never before, Lord God, a fresh, a new anointing, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, for giving us this day. We thank you for this ministry, Lord God, that you are birthing in her, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
Thank you, Prophetess, for that awesome prayer. Now we're going to get into the Word of God. If you don't have your Bible, please get your Bible. You should always have your Bibles, whether you're listening to the show or whether you're in someone's church. You should always have your Bible so that you can read and hear the voice of God through his word. I will be reading from Peter 1 and chapter 1, King James Version, and I will start at verse 7. And it reads, "That the trials of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perish, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearance of Christ Jesus." I want to encourage you to go back and read the entire chapter in your own devotional time. The message title for the day is titled, Trials of Your Faith. Trials of Your Faith. The trials of your faith is your faith. It's not your mother's, your father, your husband, your wife, your brothers, or your children, but it's your faith. No one can go through this trial but you. This is where God will test your faith. And Peter tells us in this chapter that when we are being tried or we are going through or we're dealing with the suffering and the persecution and all the things that are coming against us. First of all, he said we need to count it as joy, in other words, because this right here in the suffering is where we are purified. Amen. Many of us today, we have some type of fire in our lives. Some of the fires may be hotter than the other fires, but we all have some type of fires in our lives. If we have a financial problem, if you have a financial problem in your life and your bills are all out of whack and every time you turn around, it seems like something is always messing up and you got another bill that you really don't want to make, but here comes another bill. You're in a fight. Glory, hallelujah to Jesus. You're in a bad marriage where you got a husband or a wife that don't want to do right, that don't want to honor and respect you according to what the word of God says. You're in a fight. Glory, hallelujah to Jesus. Losing your job or losing your cars and your home, that's a fire. Glory, hallelujah to Jesus. And when we have our children and they don't want to do right and they want to be in the world and doing their own thing and just doing everything they're big and bad enough to do and they're going astray and they're in places that they shouldn't be, we're in a fire. Glory, hallelujah. We're in a fire. But whatever the fire may be, we must stand in the fire because it's in the fire, glory, hallelujah to Jesus, it's in the fire where you will be purified. Glory, hallelujah to Jesus. Many times we don't want to go through the fires in our lives, but in order for us to pass our test, during our trial of faith, glory, hallelujah to Jesus, we must go through the fire. I don't know what type of fire that you may be dealing with in your life. Glory, hallelujah to Jesus. But I can tell you that you must stand in that fire. Glory, hallelujah to Jesus. I don't care if you got to drop, and I don't care if you got to roll, but you got to stand in that fire. You got to show God that you believe in him. You got to show God that you trust in him. You got to let him know, Lord, I'm standing on your word. I don't know what it is. I don't know how I got here. I don't know where the money is coming from. I don't know, Lord. But I need your help. I'm going to stand in the fire. I'm going to stand on your holy word. Glory, hallelujah to Jesus. Glory, hallelujah to Jesus. See, before we get in the fire, glory, hallelujah to Jesus, we need to be praising God. Before we get into the fire, we need to be worshiping God. Before we get in the fire, glory, hallelujah to Jesus, because your fire is your fire, and my fire is my fire. Glory, hallelujah to Jesus. We all got some type of fire. Glory, hallelujah. But Peter tells us about gold. Just like gold, glory, hallelujah, pure gold has to go through a fire. It has to go through the fire because it has to be proven to be pure. In other words, when you go through your trial of faith, glory, hallelujah to Jesus, God is going to test you to see if you're genuine. Are you going to stay with him? Or are you going to turn away from him? Are you going to curse him? Are you going to leave him? Are you no longer going to believe in what the word of God says? But God's children will be tested. It's in the suffering. Glory, hallelujah. It's in the persecution. Glory, hallelujah. Where you will be tested. Glory, hallelujah. Just like today, the price of gold is high. But when you go to a pawn shop to sell your gold, the first thing they're going to do, they're going to test it. They're going to see if it's a 10-carat gold. They're going to see if it's 14-carat, 18-carat, or 24-carat gold. And then they're going to take the gold, and then they're going to weigh it. Glory, hallelujah, because they want the true weight. They want to know exactly what type of gold it is because you are paid according to what type of carat that it is. If it's 24 carat, which is the pure gold, glory, hallelujah to Jesus. If it is the pure gold, you'll get more for it. But if it's 10 carat gold, glory, hallelujah, you get less. But if you bring in gold that is fake, glory, hallelujah, it ain't real. It's going to turn green. They ain't going to pay you nothing for it. Glory, hallelujah. That's why God has to test our faith, because in our trial of our faith,
is, huh? Because God said, I never leave you nor forsake you. You're in the fire, and I know that it's hot in the fire. He said, but I'm right there, glory, hallelujah, to Jesus. But you got to stand there, because it's a lesson to be learned in the fire. Glory, hallelujah, to Jesus. Hallelujah. God tests his people because our heart has to be purified. Glory, hallelujah. You can't come before God in any kind of way with your heart all messed up. He got to purify you. He got to clean you up. Glory, hallelujah, to Jesus. And Peter tells us that the gold is not more, worth more than my faith. Because, see, when we say we believe in God and we believe in Jesus, we have not seen him. Peter said, you have not seen him. Even in Old Testament times, see, they walked with Jesus. They walked with the living flesh. They had the word with them. But today, we have not seen Jesus. So we have to believe in him, even though we have not seen him. We have to believe in his word, and what he says is true. Glory, hallelujah, to Jesus. Our heart and our spirit. Glory, hallelujah. Hallelujah. And only God can purify our heart. Glory, hallelujah. I remember I had been through a fire in my life, and God had delivered me from the fire. And I had a preacher that came to me, and he asked me, he said, what did you learn from being in that fire? And I didn't really understand what he was saying, but he told me these words. He said, you learned patience. You learned how to endure. In spite of what it looks like, I learned how to be patient and to wait on God. And I stayed in the word of God. And see, the Bible tells us that God's children will be tested, just like Job was tested. Job was shown up in a fire, and it was hot. Glory, hallelujah to Jesus. The fire was so hot that Job lost everything that he had. He lost his children. He lost all of his riches. The Bible says that Job broke out in sores of gold over his body. But Job still believed in the Lord. He kept his faith. He was patient. He knew that he hadn't done anything wrong. Even though everybody else was telling him, you need to repent. Why tell him you need to curse God and die, Joseph? Not. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Because you got to know your God. Glory, hallelujah. And you got to know that this too will soon pass. And when I get through that fire, I may have to drop roll. I may have to do it a couple of times. I may have to do it several times. But when I get to the other side, glory, hallelujah to Jesus, the victory is in the name of the Lord. Glory, hallelujah. And Peter tells us that when we stand during our trial of faith, glory, hallelujah to Jesus, that when we stand, that God himself will give you praise and honor for believing in him, standing for him, knowing that he is there, believing in his word. Glory, hallelujah to Jesus. Just know that your trial of faith purifies you, and that is more precious than gold. Know that God loves you and that he's with you in the fire. Amen. We're about to run out of time, so I don't want to close the show without giving you the invitation. If you would say this prayer, Lord, I am a sinner in need of a Savior. Come into my heart and create in me a right spirit. I believe and confess with my mouth that Jesus is Lord and God raised him from the dead. And if you honestly do repent of your sins, be saved and change your life, find you a Bible-believing church, get your Bible, began to read it, and began to develop your relationship with God. Leave me a message on Blog Talk Radio and let me know that you have given your life to Christ today. Welcome to the body of Christ. We got to get out of here. You have a great week. Meet you here next week at the same time on VOT Ministry. I'm your host, Minister Elaine Jackson. Be blessed.